Hi, everyone. We have some faces too that haven't been in our admin meeting before. So we'll start off with Connor. Want to introduce yourself?
My name's Connor Mon, he, him, and I'm working with Nathan on the Education, Arts, and Culture Committee.
Thanks. And Jacob, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Jacob, and same as what Connor was saying, I'm working with Nathan on the Education, Arts Committee, and all that.
Okay, do we need to, can everyone hear me good enough? Am I breaking up?
Yes.
Breaking up a little.
Okay. Well, since we have our new people, we'll just go around the room again, just say our names. Soon we won't have to do it anymore. So we'll start with Rowan.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rowan. I go by she, her, and I'm your guys' vice chair.
Hi, I am Tara. I am the chair of the Safety and Justice Committee, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hi, I'm the other Tara. I'm the vice chair of Justice and Safety,
Zoha.
And my pronouns are she, her.
Hi, I'm Zoha, she, her, and I'm the chair of the Environmental Committee.
Mackenzie, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sorry, my Wi-Fi thing up right now. I'm Mackenzie, and I'm the chair of Social Justice.
And Mackenzie.
We got her name. We got Mackenzie. She introduced herself.
Okay, thank you everyone for introducing yourself. So, yeah. So, Dakota, did you have anything to start off with for some briefing items for us?
Yeah, we have a couple of briefing items to start. So if Leandra's on, she'll lead here in the first part and just kind of an additional group team building exercise, and then I'll move into some more of the drier information.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, I was finishing my lunch very late, and so I had my camera and everything off, so you weren't all subjected to witness me going ham on some Greek food. Okay. My name is Leandra Shelton. I am with the Foundation for Tacoma Students. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and we partner with the City of Tacoma to help support the Youth Commission. And so today for one of our meetings, we're going to do an additional like icebreaker get to know you activity, just because the commission is so new for this term. But I am curious, I might have to pivot last second because this is a different format than normal Zoom meetings. Let me see. Y'all, do we have the ability to do reactions on these webinar versions of Zoom? I don't see them. Does anyone see them? We can make those fun reactions.
I don't think we can.
Yeah, I don't see any.
Okay, I will save this one for a different one. But we will pivot. Super easy. Actually, what we'll do today, just to kind of continue to build community as a group, because building community helps to form your group and build cohesiveness as you get to know each other. We'll just do a very simple question. And this is one of my favorite get to know activities. We'll go through, we'll round robin it, but I want you to describe for us your favorite type of sock. And I'm happy to model, okay? So my name is Leandra. My favorite type of sock is a very particular crew cut, like Nike brand with like the extra padded this on the bottom. And I've only just discovered these recently, but they come in like super dope colors, like neon green and like pink. And I'm wearing those like every day on my morning jog. And I'm gonna pick Zoha to go next.
Okay, I would say that my favorite kind of sock would have to be, you know, those socks in the winter when it's like super cold and super, so you wear the super fuzzy socks and like you stay at home. Those yes. kinds of socks would have my favorite. And I'll pick Connor to go next.
Well, I also like crew socks, but I'm a guy that likes certain designs on my socks. Usually, if you ever see my socks, they usually have like video game designs or just like random items. Like I have a pineapple one or a crayfish one. So and they're usually not they're usually like at least above they're obviously above the ankle, but never above half of my thigh. Wait, no, I'm talking about the wrong one. But yeah, I don't wear crazy long socks, but like enough that you can see the really cool design. I want to put on Nate.
My favorite sock is probably, like, you know, the ones that only go to the ankle. I really don't like the tall socks. And they have to be really big to have size 15 feet. yeah, so I'll go with Tara Z next.
Okay, I think my favorite sock is, like Zoho was saying, like during winter, like wearing those fuzzy socks, like the, especially like the Christmas patterns during Christmas time, that's pretty classic. You can wear them with like just anywhere, you know? Or I would say like the basic Nike socks, because they're just really comfortable and they go with everything. So I'll pick the other Tara.
I'm gonna join the crew cut club. I'm also a fan of patterns. I'm not a skater, but I really like stance socks. They're like nice and thick and kind of, what's the word? I don't know. They're well fitted. I like them. I will nominate Rowan.
I like the fuzzy socks, like the really long fuzzy socks that go up to your knees, the ones that come in like multiple patterns. Those are like really fun to wear. And the ones that have like the rubber bands thingies at the bottom to hold you from like slipping, I don't know, they're just fun to me. I pick Mackenzie.
I'm gonna have to go with fuzzy socks too. I don't like the really long ones, just like the mid-length, you know. Those are my favorite, super comfy. Not good for summer, though. We'd be sweating. Oh, yeah, I got to pick somebody. Who hasn't gone? Jacob?
All right, so my favorite socks are probably crew cut Strideline socks, like athletic brand. Really, really love those.
Bakota, you got to share with us what kind of socks you like.
I would actually go with those athletic Strideline ones too. Those are really nice. They got some really cool designs.
Sweet. Look, you've already learned something about each other. There's a lot of fuzzy sock people in here. Connor, when we get out of quarantine, I want to see some crayfish socks. I've never even heard of this pattern, but I'm very intrigued by the crayfish sock. Okay, I'm going to kick it back over to Nate and Rowan for hosting meeting agenda. I am going to pull it up and share my screen so that y'all can take a look at it also.
Okay, so
hold on. This is the one before the add-ons.
Is it?
Yeah.
Share my screen with the updated agenda here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
Because I don't have the add-ons.
So the next item is one of my items here for just some of the more dry information to share with you all. So there's a handful of government regulations that I've talked about a little bit about how these meetings are run. So I'm gonna try to keep it to the most basic pieces that we want you to be aware of. And if you have any questions about that, you can ask me now or during the meeting as it comes up. So first of all, just with these Zoom meetings and the way that meetings are held, all four meetings that you have each month are considered official government meetings. Because you have a quorum of your board. A quorum is defined as a majority of your elected members. You currently have 8 elected members. So anytime 5 of you or more are in a same space, it's considered a meeting if you're talking about business. What that means is that it requires that we notice these meetings at least a day ahead of time, as well as take notes from these meetings to upload onto the website. I handle those pieces for the most part, taking the minutes. I upload those after Leandra gives me her notes. And then the noticing of the meetings is what we use with these agendas. So these agendas have to go out at least a day before a meeting. That's some of the logistical pieces of it. What that does mean, though, is that all four of your meetings in a month, you can take decision actions at any of these meetings. In the past, we had said that the leadership team meetings were the only time you could take action. But as long as you have a quorum at those Saturday meetings as well, you could continue to take action, which can accelerate some of your decision making. If you have to vote to submit an opinion on your Instagram or a letter or something like that, it'll give you further opportunities to be able to take those votes. The main piece of that we want to make sure that you're aware of is so that for the chairs in this case, most specifically, that we make sure that we get agendas together before they have to be posted. Because if we don't get a final agenda together, it'll be a very basic agenda, or we have to cancel the meeting. So I'll continue to work with you two on that as we go forward, just to make sure we keep that on task. The piece that I kind of want to touch on most is the social media policy and communications policy, because that's what'll really be most important for all of you. So I've gone a little bit over the social media policy in the past that Nate, as the chair, is the one who's responsible for posting items. So he's supposed to work with you as the leadership team to be able to post items. There's been a couple good examples lately, like sharing the SRO policy survey recently is it one example. And you can post whatever you want to that page as long as it's not an opinion. If it's just information, you can share it freely. If it's an opinion, as I've mentioned, you have to take a vote at one of your meetings in order to post an opinion of the Youth Commission. With communications on your Instagram, because it is a government Instagram, even though you're in control of it, just note that all of your communications on there would be tracked and recorded. So any instant messages that you send from that app, Nate, as you're controlling it, are recorded. So just be careful with that if that ever becomes an issue. Same thing for quorum issues with communications via email and your group chats. Chairs of each of the subcommittees are fine to have their own group chats and communicate with their members as you continue to build those chats. But when you all, as the leadership team, are in a same group chat, it could be considered a meeting if all of you are talking about business items of the Youth Commission. And because the Youth Commission's work is so broad, it's pretty easy to accidentally fall into that trap. And that just puts you guys at a liability that really we don't want to put you in. So in that sense, if you have any thoughts on how you can kind of get around that, we'd love to help you out. But typically you just try to avoid any situation where you're emailing or texting with all of you in the same thread. And you would respond to one person who would then coordinate those conversations. That's kind of what I have to go on for immediate updates. It's a little bit hard to see without some sort of a slideshow to accompany it, I guess I should have put together, but. So I don't have any questions now.
I have a question.
Oh, you can go first.
Okay, I was gonna say, yesterday we did another post, and we wanted to put the meeting ID for the post because it was about a community conversation. And I was told that I was told by Yasmin, she was like, you can't put the meeting ID. And I wanted to double check that we can't put the meeting ID on a post. Like, I just wanted to double check that that's true.
You can put the meeting ID, especially for that meeting, because that meeting is a public link that isn't one of your meetings. The meetings that she was referring to was for these meetings. So whenever you have a public meeting of your own, you have two links. The link I sent to you all was the staff or commissioner link. And then there's also a public link so people could call in and watch the meeting if they wanted to, but they wouldn't be engaging on the screen in the same way. So you can't share the staff and commissioner link because those ones are for just for you all to have this meeting, and everyone else would get a public version of that same meeting link.
Okay, so about the group chat, so we have an admin team group chat. Are you saying like we're not supposed to discuss things in there at all, like what we want to talk about in meetings?
Correct. And it's a very weird rules that we have. Those are state laws that mandate us. So anytime that you have a quorum and you're talking about business items, even if it's just what do we want to put on the agenda or what kind of topics do we want to bring up the following meetings, could be subject to open public meetings rules, and those would be considered meetings that you're not properly noticing in your group chats. And so the easiest way to avoid that is to not have an admin group chat and think of a way that you could coordinate some of that information without violating those rules.
How many people are in the admin team again?
You have eight members of the admin team.
Then just split it up. Split four and four, and four people in a certain group, and four people in another certain group, and then we would never have a quorum, right?
Yeah, that's correct. If say that the chair and vice chair split you all into two groups, your groups would never have quorum, and the chair and vice chair could still work together to make sure all the work together is coordinated.
Yeah,
that's a fun loophole.
We don't call it loopholes. It's just a different way of doing business.
And it's a creative solution. I like it.
Well,
is there any more questions?
I'm gonna be paired with Nathan, obviously. not you. Not the head. I mean, not Nate. I was gonna say that. Oh, I have another question. So I saw Bakota's email about like I have to do like some training of like a public official training. I'm getting it done. It's a lot of reading and lots of watching videos. But what happens at the end? Like, what do I get at the end?
You just get a nice feeling inside that you spent your time doing something worthwhile. You email me and I let the city know so that we can mark in the records that you've gone through that training. It's another state compliance rule that we have public officials, which technically you are as appointed members of this commission, at least have gone through that training so they're aware of some of those rules that I was talking about group chats, noticing meetings, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was learning about like that law of like public meeting law and the open documents law.
Yeah, some of it sounds a little bit more bureaucratic and a little bit scarier than it really is, but it's good to have at least that baseline just for kind of understanding, and especially if you ever want to go into Washington State politics in any form, it's just good to understand how you'll have to present yourself. Any other questions on the dry information piece? Excellent. So if there's no more questions now, if anything does come up, you can always feel free to email me and I can get you guys any information or answer any of your questions that you have. Otherwise, with that, back to you, Nate. You get to take it through the Youth Commission reports.
Okay. So for the youth commission reports, and me and Roman were having a conversation the other day, and we need all the committees to start creating goals, like, so that we can act like actual tangible goals on paper. And these goals don't need to be set in stone, like they can change throughout the year, but we do need something to show and something to work for, at least for these next few months. And I actually want Rowan to talk a little bit on this too.
Yeah, so pretty much we have, as previously talked about, we have an Instagram and we have a Facebook and we have a website. So on our Instagram and Facebooks, those are taken care of by Nate with the help of you guys. If you guys need any post, you go to Nate and he uploads and he's fully responsible for that. And on our website, if you go on there, you'll find some pictures and you'll find your guys' name, all the admin members and what districts you guys are at, and also like a brief description of each committee. And we don't have any brief descriptions. And so pretty much I want you guys to come up with like three tangible goals, like Nate said, that you guys could achieve by the end of this year. So like exactly like what he said, it doesn't need to be set in stone. It could be anything. Oh, pretty much what we really need from you guys is to have something for the any newcomers or anyone who wants more information to see. So, you know, probably by the end of the week, hopefully you guys will be able to send in some, you know, goals and visions that you guys want to do with your committees.
Does anyone questions? Have any questions? Yeah.
I have a question. Can these goals only be for my committee, or can I give goals to like as a group for all of us?
We do
so
want
pretty much. Go ahead.
We do want you guys to, as a committee, come up with some goals for the general commission as well as your private committee.
Yeah, so for example, justice and safety. You guys, both Taras, are going to have a conversation within their committee and plan and revise a goal that they're going to present to us to put up on our website. So this is a conversation you guys need to take with your committees. Any more questions?
I have a question. Rowan, did you say there's no description per committee either?
Yeah, no, not for education, not for arts and culture. Pretty much with the new transition, we purposely left them empty because we're still collecting and adding people, recruiting, and we're still, you know, finalizing our admin team. But now that we do have an admin team and now that like things are getting started, we want to start picking up on that and start that. We finalized.
Okay. And that website is meant to be informational, right? So you just said if people are interested in learning about it, they can read. So it should be like a blurb and then the goals. Is that what?
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like it's a website that's listed under our Instagram, I'm pretty sure, or any like anything that has to do with Tacoma, you'll probably find it. So it's like a little pamphlet of like, hey, this is the Mary's Gift Commission. This is what each committee does. It's really fun. Come and join us. Like that.
Okay. I have another question.
Go ahead.
So can one of our goals be what our committee did last year? Like are you saying new goals or can, because my group did Gas Station Park. I want to probably email Abigail again.
Yeah, so for last year, your guys' group, one of their goals is to help out with Gas Station Park. But for this year specifically, we want new goals. So we don't want to list any achievements. We want like to have like, you know, more new goals. Okay. Our achievements are listed on our Instagram. You could go see them.
if you guys are worried that your like goals might be too long or nine, we could.
And I'll add, if you can see the screen here, this is what the city's webpage has for the goals. Like there would be a list of priorities and goals for like the leadership team as a whole here. And each of the committees currently is listed, but they're just will be updated soon because they haven't been set yet. So this is kind of the general format of it. It'll just have a little blurb about what the committee is, what you focus on, and then a couple bulleted items of specific priorities. Arts and culture that's working on that, if they continue to work on Gas Station Park, that could be an example because that's still an existing project that needs advocacy for a piece of it, or environmental. I actually don't know which committee would take that on as a leadership anymore with the way you all have split, but this is just kind of how it's formatted for a blurb about what it is you do and then a few action items that you're taking on.
Yeah, exactly what Bukoda said. So when you guys send in your goals,
and you want us to just
priorities for environment for 2020 will be updated soon. I'll be replaced with. Go ahead.
So you want us to just email them to you guys? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the email again?
What about you guys? Can we put them in the group chat? Or is that...
You can email the MYC Tacoma email. It's literally myctacoma@gmail.com.
Nate, will there be... time at the General Assembly meeting to get input from the committees on these goals on Saturday?
There definitely will be because there's not much set in stone about that meeting yet, except talking a little bit about bylaws and the mayor coming and your organization. That's it so far.
Okay. So... chairs and vice chairs, if you wanted to get your input from your committee, they'll have time to do it in their breakouts on Saturday.
So are there any more questions about that? Are we ready to move on?
Aye.
Okay, so the next thing we want to talk about with you guys is bylaw changes. And Leandra, could you explain a little bit about how we're going to go about positions and bylaw changes?
Sure. So since the commission is so new, there is adopted bylaws. So that's like your... rules and your structure of how you'll operate that was adopted. But as the commission went on last year during its first year, there were a couple things that came up, any moving into this year that has kind of brought it up where there's some things that need to be updated. One of those things is adding into the bylaws the definitions of and duties and responsibilities and roles for each person as your commission seat is. So what the role is for the chair and vice chair for the entire youth commission, what the roles and responsibilities and duties you have as a chair and vice chair for a committee, and then also what roles and responsibilities would just a general commission or a youth commission member have to participate in to be able to be active and identifying what that looks like. So we're working on a quick exercise right now where Nate and Rowan kind of created a list of like all of the duties and things that they identify as going along with the positions for chair and vice chair. And then what we'd like to do is have this admin team evaluate that and then finalize what those roles are for the bylaws. And then we would do this exact same exercise with the entire commission. So you as chairs and vice chairs for your committees, you would work with your committees to identify what the roles and responsibilities are within your committee, and then have everyone review them, and then those would be formally adopted into your bylaws. That's just one example of some updates to it.
And is there like a date that we're going to do this, like next admin meeting specifically, anything like that?
Yeah, so we'll probably start it next admin meeting. And then in the month of September, we'll do it for the next positions. And then hopefully the goal would be by the end of September, we would have all of those finalized, and then they could be put into the bylaws for change.
Okay. So the next thing we have is connected to bylaw changes. It has to do with the ad hoc committees and bylaws. I know some people had some questions about that, like Connor, you had some questions about how we would address that in those bylaws.
So I'm looking at the bylaws right now. Wait, did it just change? Because I'm starting to see red text. Did you guys change it?
It hasn't changed yet. The red text are proposed changes that you're to consider as you're making these updates this year.
Okay, wait. I'm trying to look for where it said ad hoc, but there was one area because me and Nathan are working on me and Nathan are gonna have a meeting tomorrow. Just the two of us. We're just gonna talk about project plans, and we're actually thinking of maybe adding an ad hoc group, but I'm also gonna drag in a bunch of people too, for the ad hoc group. Where is it? I'm not seeing. We should also read the bylaws because I'm reading them and some of them doesn't make sense to me. Oh, here you go. It said that there must be a chair and a vice chair must be appointed by majority vote. So it shall expire after a year. So that means an ad hoc group can only go on during what I'm just saying that I don't understand the bylaws on Article 2.3. So if I can get an explanation of that, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so I can explain generally. So your body is 10 leadership members is what is appointed by council. Right now, for example, you only have 8 members, so you're a couple down, so you still need to recruit a couple members to your leadership team at some point. But what it means is that those 10 members can organize themselves however they see fit. You have a chair and a vice chair, and then your subcommittees are changing every year. Just between the last team and this team, you split a bunch of the teams, like social and environmental health have been separated. Education, arts, and culture were split into 2 separate committees. Those were things that were done during the elections process. But you as a body can decide how your chairs and vice chairs operate. So as long as you don't exceed 10 total members of the leadership team. Ad hoc committees are a different layer of committee that are not elected members of your leadership team. The leadership team, the maximum of 10 of you, are the only ones who can take official votes to spend money, issue opinions, things like that. If you were to create an ad hoc committee for a certain purpose, the leadership team, the 8 of you, would appoint those people as leaders of that ad hoc committee, but those leaders would not have any voting power with the leadership team. They would just be their own operating entity that the leadership team is then supervising, basically. An example could be in the case of some of the actions that you have to take soon is recruitment. you could create an ad hoc recruitment committee, and then a few members would volunteer for that, and someone would be in charge of that subcommittee then until they expire or produce a report that their actions were successful.
And if that committee needed something like funding, what they would do is approach the leadership team and then bring that forward, and then the leadership team would decide and vote on it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so I also wanted to add, as Rakota said, like, I'm the only one who is allowed to access the Instagram and the other social media and stuff, but I was thinking about having an ad hoc committee that was for social media that isn't exactly like the outreach committee that was last year, but would just be like a committee to consult and to make plans and ideas together. So it's just more of a formal setting. So if any of you want to be a part of that, you can let me know. Or also, if anybody on your committee wants to be a part of that, you can bring that up with them at the next admin meeting. Any questions on that?
Yeah, I just wanted to add on to the possibility of having an ad hoc meeting for social media. It's going to, you guys are still going to be responsible for working within your committees. It's just that this is a little bit like a small segment where you guys create posts on Canva, you guys, you know, organize our Instagram, you know, just to make it more easy and efficient and more creative and also like more accessible. So that like, it's not one person only that's working our Instagram. And if all our, if like some committees have some things that they want to post, that ad hoc would work with them to create a post, use it on Canva or any editing app. That's pretty much what that ad, exactly what Nate was saying. Spread the word. And if you guys have some good editing skills, that'll be extremely useful. And if anyone's familiar with Instagram, stuff like that, that'll be also useful.
Would be cool too if like now I'm dreaming, but if a social media committee like put together something where you had a type of like calendar where you're planning like what types of things you're going to be posting, and then the committees can send you information and feed it, so that way there's like something that would be really easy for, since Nate's the only one who could post, could like open it up and be like, okay, I'm posting this today, this is coming up in this week, so on and so forth. Yeah,
exactly. That's what we want, we hope to have, but really depends on like how many people want to join and how, like, you know, because we're probably meant to be in charge of editing, want someone to be in charge of keeping the flow within our aesthetic and the Instagram, but that's a whole another conversation for that ad hoc committee in general. But I mean, get excited, it sounds pretty awesome.
And I do want to say too that, You know what? Never mind. I'll say it again later. I forgot. But yeah, so if any of you guys want to be a part of that, let us know and we can try to set that up soon. Oh yeah, I remember what I was going to say now. That also, as committee chairs and vice chairs, you can come to me for any post idea you want for your committee. Specifically, so if you're trying to push your committee's goals, your committee's ideas, I can post those kinds of things for you. And so far, the Taras of the Justice and Safety Committee have been really progressive with that, but any of you guys are also welcome to do that. And so the next thing, it's kind of related to bylaws again. It's bullying and how that's going to be addressed if it comes up in the future. I want Rowan to talk about that because this was kind of her point.
Yeah. So remember earlier when we were first elected and we were still doing that transition phase with the admin team of last year's commission, and someone brought up like what we would do if we had any like scenarios of bullying or harassment or like stuff like that. So what's one of the things that we wanted to change within the bylaws is to expand on that, because it's not that it's not there, it is there, it's just a vague description. So we wanted to expand on that and to create scenarios and create, you know, rules that you guys agree with and that you guys want to start enacting within the bylaws of this year. Do you guys have any, like, suggestions, any questions?
Yeah, we want to hear from you guys what you think should be some of the procedures.
Can we do, like, some sort of, like, restorative justice thing? For if we have any, like, misconduct?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it entails. But what specifically do you guys want? Like, this is the part where we actually start writing up stuff, listing stuff for that bylaw.
Can we see what's currently written in the bylaws?
That would be great. Connor, like, by restorative justice, do you mean, like, having people sit down and discuss and kind of work through what happened?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to clarify. Yeah, I agree. That would be really great.
Yeah, so also there was some members weren't extremely active. They were found in group chats, but they were like, they really weren't showing up to any of the meetings, admin meetings. So that is a bylaw their part. Yeah, any member who has 3 consecutive absences within 1 year, July 1st to June 3rd, will be advised in writing off their attendance record and will be asked to become an active member or resign from the commission. The member does not resume attending meetings, the leadership team may voice to remove the member from the roster. So that's to keep in mind. If you guys find it that there's some members within your guys' group chats that are, like, relatively quiet, hit them up, like, let them know that, hey, we need some sort of interaction with you. Like, you never know what someone's dealing with, but still keep in mind that, you know, they probably don't know that information. And just announce it to you guys' committees that if you guys miss 3 consecutive meetings, your position will be dealt with. But going back to the other bylaws that we were speaking of, can you, Bakota, can you go up? Scroll up, because I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere.
Oh, and Bakota, is the 3 absence thing, is it just for the leadership team, or is it for anyone in the commission?
It can be any member of the commission, so you can vote to remove other people from your roster. But the main focus of the bylaws predominantly would be towards the leadership team.
Okay.
I have an idea for the misconduct thing. So let's say, like, it's like a small internal group inside of a committee. My group, my amazing group of 2 people somehow get into, like, an argument, and then we have, like, a misconduct thing. Me and Nathan should be responsible to do, like, some sort of, like, restorative justice procedure, which I can just probably search up, like some basic how to do, like, restorative justice. And I'm just saying that maybe we should put it on the responsibility of the leadership team to fix it.
Are you speaking in contact, like, pulling the 2 people in conversation with them? Is that what you have in mind?
I'm probably speaking of maybe, like, maybe the whole committee, just maybe the whole committee just pauses for a moment and just tries to fix whatever internal problem, whatever misconduct problem that we have, so it doesn't, like, disrupt the whole commission. the chair or the vice chair can probably just fix what's ever happening in our group. But I'm thinking about it. If there's ever like a misconduct in our leadership team, I guess that means we gotta fix it. But I just wanted to point out that if it's like a regular member inside of a committee, I think the committee leaders should be the one that fix it.
I think too that it will also depend on the severity. Like if it's something really small, like a small squabble, then yeah, you can just work that out in your committee. But if it's something bigger, like obviously if there's ever something physical or there's like just an ongoing problem, it's going to have to be addressed with with the commission chair and vice chair. And I also think that we also need to figure out like what are grounds for talking to, and what are grounds for like actual removal. Like, is there something in the bylaws that any member, but like there's nothing in the bylaw that actually says like what a member would be removed for. Like, it just says misconduct. Oh, disrespectful and disruptive behavior makes members feel unsafe or tend. Yeah, I still feel like that's just really broad, and we should, you know, just try to figure out some general situations that would be grounds for removal.
We should use the rules that our school district uses. Tacoma schools, they have like a whole page about like harassment and bullying. Let's just like grab something from that, from there.
Yeah, we could look into that. Like, I don't think this conversation will be over today, and there'll probably be eventually be like an action plan vote on it, but we'll definitely keep adding to this conversation.
Go ahead.
I know you can go.
If something does happen within like the committees or something, I feel like we should have a way that we should be reporting it, or do we just not say anything? So like if something did happen, and like Connor said, to like, figure it out within your group. If it's not that severe, talk about it, take a break. But do like we report that to the big leadership committee here, or do we just not mention it?
If you feel like you need some help, definitely come. Like if it's something really small, like there was just a small argument, I don't think that you need to report it. But yeah, if you need some assistance or some guidance, or if it's out of hand, definitely come to the leadership.
And when okay. He says leadership, he means as in like Nate and I, just so that's like, you know, you don't really, if it's a, yeah, whatever it is, it doesn't need to be involved all the admin team members.
Yeah,
so
Nate and I or you can go to Bakota and Bakota and Leandra can help with that too.
Yeah, I was going to add, if you're having issues and need support, your best bet would be to reach out to Leandra and myself for that assistance. Whether or not you think it needs to be reported, it's always good to elevate it so that situations don't get any worse, or you don't put yourself in the middle of something that may make it worse or hurt your relationship with your committee.
In addition, we want to protect everyone, right? So this is a youth commission, so a lot of the folks who are participating are minors. And so in order to protect them and make sure that they have proper representation, if something is going on, like needing a parent involved, like giving Bakota and I at least a heads up, if it's like to where we could assist or even help facilitate and mediate, that would be, that would also protect all of you.
And then also we should have like a way to like, in the off chance that an altercation does like become physical or something, how the interactions are happening, I guess.
The committee then interested in like conflict resolution, like some sort of training on top of like whatever you guys decide for your bylaws. So that way, if you're going to be doing some sort of mediation, that everyone, like your teams, are trained in how to at least do some of those things, and you go through a process. And then if you don't, you get reach a stopping point, then you have like an alternative. Does that make sense? Because I mean, so how to your point, like there is trainings and things to do. Like if a physical altercation, like heaven forbid that ever were to happen, we're not going to be meeting in person anytime soon. But there are things that you can teach others to either protect themselves and how to, mainly it's get out of the way and we try and make people stop. But like there's things that you can do.
Okay, so this conversation is actually going to have to like go through longer other meetings, but we wanted to tell you guys this and keep this in mind so that in further admin meetings, if you guys come up with anything, just to like let us know. We are coming up short on time.
Before we do end though,
you want to address the last bullet points?
Yeah, Tara R, you said you wanted to talk about contacting members. Can you just like explain what that was again?
Oh yeah, sure. I'll make it quick. There is a Excel spreadsheet in the Drive, which has a list of all the people who have filled out our survey. And on that list are some people that may or may not be in your group chats, and so they may not be part of your conversations. So if you, I just wanted to ask how we were handling, if people wanted to go in there, send out a mass email, if people wanted to just text those people, I don't know. I just wanted everyone to make sure everyone was aware that that resource existed as well.
I want to add on to that. Do you want to like make it where the admin, like say the admin of the committee reaches out to any of the members they find that they aren't talking to in their group chat or aren't active? Is that what you want?
I mean, I would like for that to be a norm. I don't know that it needs to be a rule, but that would be cool, yeah?
What do you guys think? Okay, well, it looks like...
I wanted to check on something. Wait, there was another survey that I had to take. Where would I find the survey? Is it on Instagram?
What survey are you talking about?
Survey to join the commission. You could go to the link tree. It has a link to it there. It's using a Google Drive, a Google Forms application now.
Oh, and also, am I able to go on the mayor's mayor youth commission Gmail, the Gmail called? Yeah, MYC Tacoma Gmail, or do I always have to contact Nate to get something in there?
The leadership team as a whole should have access to that, and if you need access, Nate and Rowan should have the information for you. If not, they can contact us, and we can make sure that they have the information.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left. Nate, do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, with that, I don't have anything else. Unless anyone has any more questions, I think that's it for today. And we're going to have
items before you drop off of them, because you don't want to miss them. Just in case you ask your team if they have any action items that need a vote, this would be opinion pieces at this point. Okay. I think you don't have any additional spending. You don't want to rush your meetings too much.
Okay. Well, does anyone have any action items or anything like that they want to talk about? Okay.
Then your last item would just be confirming what you want for this Saturday's agenda.
Yeah. Does anyone have anything specific they want for the Saturday agenda? I know that we're going to have the mayor come and speak to us, and Graduate Tacoma, we're going to have someone speak to us. And then we're also going to bring up just more of this bylaw conversation again. And that's all I have planned so far. So if anyone else has something they want, now is the time to say.
Yeah, also don't forget the coming up with goals for our website.
Me and Nathan probably might, well, we're talking about this tomorrow. We might want to bring up an ad hoc committee that our group, that our commission will probably, I think all of our commission will probably, me and Nathan will probably create an ad hoc if there's any in the time that like me and Nathan can like tell the whole commission about our group that we want to create.
Just remember that your admin team, the 8 of you, would have to vote to create the ad hoc committee before you can start recruiting members for it.
Okay. So that means I have to wait another admin meeting?
You can take those votes at the general meetings as well. And those ones might be the best time to create admin ad hoc committees, because then you could also ask the larger membership pool who would want to join and who would want to lead that group.
Okay, can you put in time for that, Nate?
We can definitely add that, especially since I want to bring up my ad hoc committee too. We can discuss that.
Is there someone that's creating the social media one?
Does anyone have anything else for our meeting today? Yeah, that one I'm creating. So if you want to be a part of it, you can contact me. We're gonna vote on it at the general meeting.
Okay.
To adopt the ad hoc committee. So does anyone have anything else? Well, with that, I think that it was a very successful meeting today. And Bakota, so there's going to be a link today for me to send to everyone for the general meeting on Saturday. There'll be an email out today for the general meeting, the time and the link to join. So with that, thank you everyone for coming, and see you on Saturday.